This is only the beginning, amen? No? This is the, you guys sound like it's the end. It's only the beginning, come on. Guys, I'm excited for this year more than a lot of people, I feel like. I don't know, this year I see so much for our youth, amen? What happened? Someone died? Come on. Your flesh died? That's good. Свет включили. Надо во свете ходить, так что во свете. Amen, amen. You know, I came back from Kingdom Domain, guys. I went to Kingdom Domain. If you guys don't know, it's basically a six-day conference in North Carolina. Там, ну, так, известные, like, speakers, Андрей Шаповал, Роман Трачук, Влад Савчук, and Сергей Шедловский, if you guys know. A lot of you know, anointed people who preach the Word of God. And yeah, maybe I just want to maybe share a little bit of what I experienced there, of what the glory of God is, you know, to us, how we can be led by the Spirit, how we can be filled by the Spirit. So yeah, basically went to North Carolina, and I don't know if you've ever experienced it. I've experienced that at conferences where you're just worshiping and you're like, God, I just want to feel your presence right now. And you don't feel anything. You're worshiping and you feel like you're not getting your breakthrough. You're worshiping and you're feeling like you're getting nothing out of it. Has anybody ever been there? I know I have. And sometimes it feels discouraging. Sometimes like, God, I want you so much. I know I'm not chasing after feelings, but if I want to feel something, I want to feel you. Amen? And sometimes we just go into the place and we get disappointed. Like, God, I don't think, like, nothing happened. But one thing God taught me there is it doesn't matter what you feel, but if your spirit receives it, your spirit receives it. Amen? It's by faith. Again, it's not by sight. It's not by what you feel. It's not by what you see. It's by what your spirit receives. So they were preaching the Word of God. And you know, I would just receive it with the Spirit. I would just proclaim it by my spirit. I'm like, I receive. No matter what I'm feeling. And I think oftentimes we come to church or we come to youth group and we're worshiping and we don't feel like anything happens. But something does happen. When you start confessing the name of Jesus, there is power in that. When you start confessing the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit starts to minister to you. Amen? Amen? I wanted to talk about Holy Spirit today. Because oftentimes, yes, we talk about Jesus, we talk about God the Father, but sometimes I feel like we don't give enough to the Holy Spirit. We don't give Him enough attention. And that's not only in church, but in our lives. Throughout these days, I've just realized how much more sensitive I want to be to the Holy Spirit. Because so many things I do are not of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I end up struggling where I am. That's why I end up doing the things I do that I regret. Because I'm not being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Smile to your neighbor. Say, you look beautiful today. If it's a guy, you look handsome. So, in order to know a person, what do you have to do? Spend time with them. You have to meet, like, if I want to know Artyom, I'm like, okay, I don't need to meet with Artyom. I don't need to talk to Artyom. No, it's the other way around. If I want to get to know Artyom more, I have to spend time with him. I have to talk with him. Amen? And I have to listen to him. I'm not going to just be talking, Artyom, this is all I have. Talk, talk, talk. Like, now I know everything about you. We have to listen. Amen? And Holy Spirit is a person. Many people confuse this. If Artyom, you can come here real quick. Example, сейчас покажу. Many people sometimes, stand over there a little bit. Many people sometimes confuse the Holy Spirit with tongues. Right? Maybe you've heard this example, but I just want to clarify, because when I was younger, I'm like, oh, you got tongues, that means, you know, everything's good. You're good, right? But there comes a point. So Artyom, for instance, is Holy Spirit, right? Artyom is Artyom, right? Here's that. Artyom gives me a gift. This gift is not Artyom. Just as Holy Spirit is a person, he gives us the gift of tongues, right? The gift of tongues is not archom, it's a gift. Amen? So notice this. I could have a gift, and archom can go sit down, and I don't even have to do anything with them. I have the gift. It's already in my hand. Amen? But archom's over there. It doesn't mean I know archom very well if he gives me a gift. For me to know him well, I must come closer to him and spend time with him. You can still have a gift, but be far away from the Holy Spirit. Amen? I'm like, when I heard that example, I'm like, whoa. So I feel like it's so easy to deceive yourself with this. You're like, just because I pray in tongues an hour or two in the secret place means I'm super close to Holy Spirit. And yes, that is a good thing to do. That will edify your spirit. But it's not, you need to listen to Holy Spirit. You want to get to know him as a person. Amen? The Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit give us? It gives us many things. I explore, I'm like, what are the benefits of the Holy Spirit? And it's not even benefits, it's more than benefits. It's what does the Holy Spirit provide to me? Do you realize when you get saved, you are a new creation? You literally are a different person. You are a new creation. And with that new creation, the Holy Spirit gives us authority. Amen? Authority as a new creation. You, as Pastor was preaching today, when we were in the world, we were in the territory of the devil. We are in the territory of evil spirits. We are in the territory of darkness. But when you become a new creation, you are no longer in the territory of the devil. You're no longer in the territory of darkness. You're in the territory of God. You are in the kingdom of God. Because it says the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, right? But it is what? Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So now you're in a new territory now. What does a new territory mean? You have new rules. You have different principles. Amen? Because a kingdom has its own ruler, right? A kingdom has its own. If you have two kingdoms, they still have different rules. They still work differently. And the Holy Spirit gives us authority over the kingdom of God, right? We are now sons. Because it says those led by the Spirit are now the sons of the Spirit. Let me look this up so people don't say I just got that wherever. It says, right, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons, our sons now. So when we are led by the Spirit, we know that we are sons. Do you realize when Jesus was leaving, he says in John 16, 5 through 15, but now I am going to him who sent me, not of you who asks me, right? None of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I did not go away, the helper will not come to you. Holy Spirit is our helper in our life, right? And Jesus is saying to disciples, hey, I'm leaving and it's going to be even better for you. Like, imagine if you were in the disciples' feet, right? Like, in their position right now. He's like, Jesus was saying, I'm leaving, okay, guys? You can't go where I'm going. But it's a good thing, right? Do you realize when the disciples were with Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit was with the disciples. Jesus had the Holy Spirit. The disciples were with the Holy Spirit. But when Jesus left, that made a way for the Holy Spirit to live in us. Now it's no longer we're just with, but he's in us. Amen? Holy Spirit gives us boldness. Boldness. You know, when the disciples preached the gospel, They ask for boldness. And boldness doesn't, I don't know, I've seen people, you know, when they're filled by the Spirit, something happens. They are as bold as a lion. They start proclaiming because a spirit is not a timid spirit. The Holy Spirit's not shy like, oh, I guess I'm going to do this. When the Holy Spirit has a plan, when the Holy Spirit has a thought, Holy Spirit is like bold as a lion. And he gives us boldness and authority. Who in authority, you know, says in authority seems weak? Nobody seems weak in authority. So if we have an authority over this world, if we have authority, then why do we act like we don't have anything? We're not bold for the gospel sometimes. Because we don't understand the authority we have been given. Holy Spirit gives us power. Holy Spirit gives us power, right? And authority, because in Acts 1:7-8, it says, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. He will give us power. Power for what? To be a witness. And to be a witness of somebody, to be a witness of Jesus, you must know Jesus. So how are you supposed to know Jesus? You can only know Jesus through the Holy Spirit. We didn't get to hang out with Jesus. We didn't get to walk with Jesus. So how are we able to come to him and get to know him more? It's only through the Holy Spirit. And so many people abandon the Holy Spirit as if it's some kind of blob of power. No, Holy Spirit is a person that reveals the person of Jesus. Amen? So if we want to know Jesus more, that's only through the Holy Spirit. Because it says God, the Holy Spirit, only the Spirit knows God's Spirit. Amen? So you can't know the Holy Spirit through your body. You can't know Jesus through your body. You can't know Jesus through your flesh. You can't know Jesus through your mind. Only by the Spirit. That's why it's so important when you go into your secret place, when you worship, that you worship in spirit and in truth. Amen? In spirit and in truth. And when we simply raise our hands, when we simply go on our knees, we want to show that our spirit, that our soul is surrendering. It's a sign of surrenderance. What happens in the inside, we show on the outside. It's not from the outside in. And we walk in life when circumstances happen from the outside, we allow that to affect the inside. Does that make sense? When problems, when people say stuff to us, we allow from the outside to influence us, when the Holy Spirit in us should be influencing the outside world. Because we have authority. The world doesn't have authority over us. We have authority over the world. Amen? Amen? Holy Spirit knows the heart of God. You want to know what God's vision is for you? The Holy Spirit can reveal it to you. And through the Word. You know, there's sometimes people read the Bible and they don't receive anything. But when you read it by the Spirit, when you sow it into you, that's when you receive something. Because the Holy Spirit must reveal a revelation to you. It says, do not throw pearls to swine. Why? Because they don't understand, because it's by the Spirit. You know, you want to know what God's vision is for your life? Holy Spirit knows. It's we have not just been given like, okay, you know, I'm just going to give a little bit of Holy Spirit and you'll live like that. That's good. We've been given the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit. Then why do we act like we only have a little part of it? Why do we act like, God, I need more of your Spirit. I need more. Yes, we need more. But you have it all. You simply have to make yourself aware to the Spirit. You simply have to allow the Spirit to flow. One thing I understood in these past couple of days is that The reason we don't allow the Spirit to flow is because we want to process it through our minds. We want to understand it. We want to understand it with our earthly minds. The Spirit is so above your mind that you will not be able to comprehend it. And this is what people do. They put the Spirit, and then the mind is in between, and then the body. When it should just be a clear shoot to the body, right? It should be clearly to the body. What is a Spirit? A Spirit is not the body. A Spirit needs a body though. So Holy Spirit needs us as a body. He needs your mouth to talk. He needs your ears to listen. He needs your hands to heal. That's Holy Spirit. That's all. He has everything else. He just needs a body. And we have been given this honor to be able to walk in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit live in us. But what we do is we put our mind in the way of the Spirit sometimes. The Spirit wants to do everything. The Spirit wants to flow. The Spirit wants to minister to others. The Spirit wants to heal. The Spirit wants to cast out demons. But we simply try to comprehend with our earthly mindset. We're like, no, this is how it's supposed to happen at this time and everything. But it doesn't work like that. The Spirit has its own mind. The Spirit has its own desires. So what do we need to do to allow the Spirit to flow? The renewal of the mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want the Spirit to flow in your life? Renew your mind. And what does renewing your mind mean? That means you don't put other things in the way. Imagine that your mind is like a channel, that your mind is like a river. If you put more rocks in it, is it going to flow as strong? It's going to be hindered by something. And what we do in life, we take things of this world, we take desires of this world, and those are the rocks in our mind. Those are the pebbles in our mind that don't allow the Spirit to flow through us how He wants us to. And the Spirit's not going to force you to do anything. He's only going to use you if you are available and willing. He's not going to force you. He's not going to drag your body and like, go heal this person. No, He's going to say, hey, let me use you right now. And then you go. Well, oftentimes we block it with our mind. And again, it doesn't matter how you feel to receive with the Spirit. When you receive with the Spirit, you can receive something from the Spirit. Right? And basically, whenever it manifests, it already received it because it's the same Spirit. I'm not trying to confuse. I know this is a little hard to understand. But when the Spirit manifests, it's already been received at a different time. Do you see? The Holy Spirit is outside of time. Our mind is in time. And the Holy Spirit is out of time. So when we try to comprehend the timing of God, God is outside of time. And we don't understand that sometimes. That's why you can receive a word, I can say something to you, and later the Spirit will decide to manifest it. Because the Holy Spirit is out of time. He chooses, He sees all of your life, everything that's going to happen, and He's like, okay, I'm going to manifest this right now. He sees everything that's going to happen. He'll just grab it and manifest it. Because the spiritual world is different than the physical world. The spiritual world has many more things going on than in the physical world. Imagine how much Holy Spirit wants to do through you whenever you're walking, whenever you talk to somebody. In church, we all have the same Spirit. But my Spirit can serve you. So my Spirit is the same Spirit as you. So we technically are unified by one Spirit. What does this mean? That we have this significant unity that works together. That means He can use our bodies to fill in the gaps. He's like, okay, Holy Spirit's going to do this in me, but Holy Spirit's going to do this in you. And we start serving one another, and we start building up our faith in that. What else does Holy Spirit do to us? It ministers to us. Holy Spirit takes us through the process of sanctification. What does that mean? Why is often, baptism of fire, baptism of Holy Spirit, or when you go through the fire, what does that mean? You're being sanctified. Right? So the Holy Spirit allows you to walk through the fire to be sanctified. Because, and you know, your mind has to go through the fire as well. Everything has to go through the fire in order for the Spirit to flow freely. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the fullness of who Jesus is. You were created in the image of God. You know what simply happened? So Adam was he was the image of God. And what did Adam? Adam reproduced himself. So what happened? When Adam had his image, sin wrote on his picture, on his painting. Imagine he had a painting of his image. Sin wrote on his painting. And what can Adam reproduce except himself, right? So he reproduces that same image, but it already has those scribbles, right? So what happens? More sin enters the world. So even more scribbles. So that person, Seth, reproduces another person. And he has an even worse image. And so on and so forth. And now we're here. Imagine how much we have distorted the image of God in us. Does that make sense? How much? And this is what Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to grab his fire and erase everything that's in the way. Erase all the scribbles. Erase all the mistakes so we can clearly see the image of God. Amen? So what do we do with images? Images are everything right now. What is the biggest image in this generation? Social media, news, everything. These are all images that you allow for you to get. But the Bible is also an image. Holy Spirit wants to paint an image of who Christ is in your life. So whatever you put in your mind, whatever you listen to, develops an image as well. So if you're putting in the wrong stuff in your life, that's producing an image too. And that's going into your subconscious. You might not even realize how deep your subconscious is. Right? Imagine if we put all the things of the Spirit, all the things of the Holy Spirit in our conscience, and it could just pull out of nowhere. Because the Holy Spirit wants to use the images that He gives us. He wants to use the Word, the Bible verses that we have in us. You can see an image, but then if you dwell upon it, that's when it goes deeper into you. That makes sense? Really deep stuff. I know this is meat for you guys today. Second Sunday of youth. Amen. Holy Spirit enables us to reflect Christ. Again, that's the same thing. When you get a clear picture of who you are in Christ, that's how you start to act. When you realize that you are a new creation, you realize that this is not your territory, that disease doesn't belong in the kingdom, that nothing else belongs in the kingdom except peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Amen? So anything that comes into that territory, that's not, you are illegal here. And we have to take our authority and say, no, you are out of here right now. It doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. Did you know Jesus didn't even preach about the gospel? We call it the gospel. He preached about the gospel of the kingdom. He says, the kingdom is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. That is the gospel. It's not just that Jesus, died for you. There's more to it. He wants his kingdom. And his kingdom is in us. So when we are unified, that's his kingdom. Because the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God in us. Amen? Holy Spirit enables us to move in gifts. Who wants to move in gifts of the Spirit? I think everybody does. And what is the reason we have gifts, though? It is for the edification of the church. He's not going to give you gifts so you can become some great minister on the stage. He's going to give you gifts. When did the gifts of the Spirit manifest in Jesus? He had compassion and saw the need in people. So if you want the gifts of the Spirit and you don't see the need in people, you don't have compassion for people, good luck with that. Love is required for the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? You have to have love. If you desire the gift of the Spirit, that means you need to see what people need. Because the Holy Spirit will do what people need. He's not just going to give a show. Everything the Holy Spirit does has a purpose. Amen? Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Spirit of truth. So when you continue to put that truth in, you continue to get less of you and more of the Holy Spirit. And the enemy, you know what the enemy attacks more than anything, I believe, in this generation, is the mind. Because if your mind is blocking the flow of the Holy Spirit, then because simply you're believing the lies of the enemy. So when you realize what the truth is, what do you feel? Freedom. You feel freedom. You feel the free flow of the Holy Spirit. Because it says, the truth will set you free. And Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So when you get to know the Holy Spirit more, you get to know what the truth is. And when you get to know what the truth is, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You want to walk in freedom? Walk with the Holy Spirit. Spirit of truth. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, but to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So when we were in the world, we were orphans. And the Holy Spirit allows us to be adopted. It gives us the title. It gives us the position. It gives us the authority of sonship. We are not slaves of the kingdom. We are sons of the kingdom. And our Father is the King. God is our King, right? And we are sons. What do sons do? Sons move in authority. What do slaves do? Slaves don't have any authority. Servants don't have any authority. Only sons have authority. And it says that we have been given the authority. Amen? I just want to kind of encourage you guys that there's more. There's more to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the fullness of God. We can walk in the fullness of Him. We simply have limits in our mind and in our body. Although the Holy Spirit wants to use us, we limit Him. He's limitless, but we decide we don't let Him flow, because the Holy Spirit's not going to force you to do anything. You have to be willing. And right now, He's looking for your availability. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. When you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, you won't have time to pay attention to anything else. Because the Holy Spirit wants to do so much in you that you won't have time to worry about, well, how am I need to do this, and you're not going to want to do the things of the flesh. Why does it say, seek the kingdom first and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you? Because seeking His kingdom first requires all of you. It requires everything you have. It requires you as a living sacrifice. It doesn't say in the Bible, offer a part of you as a living sacrifice. It says, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. That means all of you. So that when it says, you know, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. That means when you take care of God's things, when you are walking by the Spirit, his provision already follows you. His faithfulness already follows you. It actually goes before you. So you're already on a path with all the resources. But we act like we don't have any resources. You know what we should be? We should be living to walk by the Spirit, not living to gain, to fulfill our needs. We should be living to walk by the Spirit and not living to fulfill our needs. If you're slaves work to fulfill their needs. Servants work to fulfill their needs. Sons, they have everyone else working for them. Their needs are taken care of. They are just ruling with authority. You guys get the difference? I want you guys to walk as sons and daughters of the kingdom, not as slaves. But this requires a close and intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Can someone go stand over there? Matthias, the way. Matthias, the way. Why often do we feel like we don't hear God? Why often do we don't know what God wants us to do? Wants us to do. So if I turn off my microphone, and you know, Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily yell at us. It says, you know, the Spirit came in into a whisper. He's a gentle voice. He's a comforter, right? So if I don't have the microphone, you guys see, when you are closer to Holy Spirit, that's when you can hear him. And how do we get closer to Holy Spirit? Simply spending time with him, guys. That doesn't mean just on Sunday. That doesn't mean just on prayer. That means you take every day and you spend time with him because he wants to speak to you. But we get distracted with other things. We get distracted with actually the kingdom of the air, the kingdom of this earth. But that's not our kingdom. We are the kingdom of heaven. So I just want you guys to encourage you guys, spend more time with the Holy Spirit. And then don't worry about gifts. Gifts will come. It says pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, right? So when you pursue love and desire spirit, it's okay to want gifts. But you need to pursue the one who gives them. You need to know the one who gives them. Amen? Amen. For all who are led by the Spirit of God, I found the verse, Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Are sons. It says, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery. You did not receive the spirit of slavery. You received the spirit as sons. To fall back into fear. A slave is afraid. We are sons. We have authority. But you receive the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So you become a new creation. You have authority now. Are we going to practice that authority? Are we going to practice this authority as a youth? You know, the city shouldn't shouldn't influence us. We should influence the city. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is much more powerful than the kingdom on this earth. So God is waiting for sons to rise up, for daughters to rise up, to practice their authority. It's like we have a phone in our hand and we're looking around, hey, do you see my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? It's right here. Use it. You have the authority. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. Holy Spirit will teach you. You don't have to worry. If you're going to try to figure it out with your mind, it's not of your mind. It's of the Spirit. Why does it say when you come before people and do not know what to say, the Holy Spirit will give you what to say in that moment. In that moment. Holy Spirit's out of time, so he knows when to manifest himself. But are you ready when he wants to manifest? Amen? So I think one of the first steps we need to do is renew our mind so we do not hinder the flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We don't want the mind to be in the way. Holy Spirit can do anything he wants. He can do anything he wants. But he's looking for people who are available. He's looking for your body to be available as a living sacrifice. If you want to give your body to other things, go ahead. But he wants your body to be available for whatever you want. And I'm saying, when you make yourself available, you will be just amazed of how much God can do through you. How much God will use your mouth. How much God will use your hands. Amen? And I believe in this youth, when we start practicing that authority, when we start acting, when we know who we are in Christ, we are going to be able to see healings happen. We're going to have people, we're going to be in worship, and demons will flee because of the presence of God. I believe that for our youth. God is doing something special. This is not just another youth group. These are sons and daughters of the kingdom, amen? We are sons and daughters of the kingdom. So I want our vision for 2018 is to grow as sons and daughters of the kingdom and to build his kingdom. And what that's going to take us to be unified. So if someone, you know, gives you something and they, you know, they hurt your feelings or something, just know that's not their spirit. That's not their spirit. That's their flesh hurting you. So look at each other as with the Spirit. And that's how you're going to be able to love one another. It's not when you see them by the flesh, but when you see them by the Spirit. Amen? Because love will fill in everything else. When you start to see what is invisible. We see what is visible, but we need to see what is invisible. Amen? Amen. Let's rise to our feet. Today, I wanted to take some time. And right now, we're just going to ask God for an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I want us to be willing right now to just encounter. Holy Spirit, do whatever you want in me. I don't want to block you with my mind right now. I just want you right now, Holy Spirit. Do whatever you want. Manifest the way you want in my life. We can't tell what Holy Spirit needs to do. Holy Spirit needs to tell us what to do, and we have to listen to that. Amen? So, I wanted us, if you want to get prayed for, or if you want to stay in your seat, that's fine. But I wanted us to all raise our hands right now in unity. In unity, guys. Please raise your hands or at least, you know, just a sign of surrenderance. And right now we're going to ask Holy Spirit to come. He's already here, but for us to be aware and for himself to manifest in our lives. Maybe you're going to feel an overwhelming peace and overwhelming joy. But just ask right now, Holy Spirit, I want to know you more today. Holy Spirit, I just want to see Jesus right now. And we're just going to allow it. And then And then we're just going to, you know, worship him in the spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, I ask for us, for you to touch us, Lord, today, for us to encounter you today, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here, God. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome, Lord. I ask that we would move in authority right now, Lord, that we would move with knowing that we are sons of the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. Just raise your voices. Start to pray in the spirit. Start to worship in the spirit. Holy Spirit, we want to encounter you today. Holy Spirit, Lord. Ki maradadadadadad shika baradadadad. Ki maradadadadad shika baradadadad shika baradadadad. Oh, radadadadad shika baradadadad. Ki maradadadadad shika baradadadad. Ki maradadadadadad shika maradadadad shika maradadadad. Oh, radadadadad shika baradadad. Ki maradadadadad shika maradadadad. If you want to move as a son of the kingdom, and if you want to be used as a daughter of the kingdom and be closer to Holy Spirit, just come here on your knees. That is a sign of surrenderance. Just come to the front. Don't be afraid. Just run out to the front. If you want to know the Holy Spirit more, if you want him to just be your Lord, just come up here in the front as a sign of surrenderance. And just be willing to receive as a child right now. I don't have to pray for you or anything. Just receive him right now. Just ask, Holy Spirit, I want to know you more. Holy Spirit, I want an encounter with you right now. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, ki mara da 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 shika mara da da da, ki mara da 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 shika mara da da. Oh, Lord, we ask that you would renew the mind right now, God, that you would sanctify us by your word in Jesus' mighty name. You are the spirit of your truth, Lord, and your word is the truth, and you have sanctified us with your word, Lord. I ask that our eyes would be renewed, Lord, that our eyes would be enlightened, that our hearts would be enlightened to you right now, God, that we would be able to be in tune with your spirit, Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would manifest yourself, Lord, that you would make Jesus so real, Lord, that we'd be able to see the image of Jesus in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, renew our minds in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, free us, Lord. Give us the fire, Lord, that will purify us in Jesus' mighty name. Give us the fire, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that will take everything out of everything, Lord, out of this world from us in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that everything that is not a of you, Lord, would be taken out in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Just come expecting. Just wait upon Him. Just ask as a child. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. To your left and just start praying for them. Just start praying with them. There is unity when we pray for one another. There is power when we pray for one another. Just whatever the Spirit puts on your heart, just start blessing one another. Start praying for one another. Hands on our mind right now. Put your hands on your mind. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I ask that you would renew my mind. Lord, that every lie of the enemy would be thrown out in Jesus' name. Lord, that I would be transformed by the renewal of my mind. Lord, everything that is not of you be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we proclaim that our mind is renewed by your Holy Spirit, that our mind is renewed by your Holy Word in Jesus' mighty name. We proclaim that we have renewed minds in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And right now I proclaim, Lord, every spirit of depression be gone from our minds. Every anxiety be gone from our minds. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that this anxiety is illegal, that this depression is illegal in Jesus' mighty name. Every spirit of fear be gone from our minds in Jesus' mighty name. If you've had bad dreams, those bad dreams are going to be gone in Jesus' mighty name. We proclaim that those dreams have no place in our mind, Lord, for you have us all, Lord. You have all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, that you would heal those wounds, Lord. That the spirit of rejection, Lord, we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of rejection be rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt be removed in Jesus' mighty name. We proclaim this, Lord, that every spirit of sadness, Lord, every spirit of depression be gone in Jesus' mighty name. For you, Lord, you want us to be joyous. You want us to have peace, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We proclaim this in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that your healing comes, Lord, that your healing comes, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We do proclaim this. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, renew our minds, Lord. Renew our minds, put it through the fire. In Jesus' mighty name, clean the blood over our minds in Jesus' mighty name. We clean the blood of Jesus over our minds in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Renew our minds by your blood in Jesus' mighty name. Your blood makes everything clean. Your blood makes everything whole, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds in Jesus' mighty name. Our minds will be renewed in the Spirit, Lord. Lord, we just rebuke every bad habit, Lord, we have. Lord, every generational curse, we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke every generational curse in Jesus' mighty name. We rebuke every curse that has been spoken against us, Lord. Every lie of the enemy that has been spoken against us, Lord, that is not welcome, and we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim freedom, Lord. We proclaim freedom as your sons. We proclaim freedom as your daughters. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I ask that you would pour out your joy, that you would pour out your peace in Jesus' mighty name.
thank you that you're in this place, Father, that your Holy Spirit is present here, Lord. That we did not have to ask for, God, but it is a gift that you have freely given to us, O Lord. We worship you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are so generous, that it is so easy to find you, God. That if we have a willing heart, you are always available, Father. That you always listen. That you always understand. That you always provide, Father. You want the best for us, Lord, and we worship you for that, Lord. I thank you for the healing that you have brought here today, Father. For the healing, for the breakthrough, Father. For the freedom that you have brought here, Father. And that we did not have to deserve it, Lord, but that you gave it, Father. Because you love us, Lord. We love you, Father. And we want to know you more. We want to seek you first, Father. We thank you that your kingdom is at hand, Father, that we are participants of it, that we are citizens of heaven, that we are citizens of your kingdom, Father, and that you have called us your sons. You have called us your daughters, Father. You have given us an inheritance, O Lord. We worship you, Father. We just thank you so much, Lord. We thank you that you work, Father. That you are tangible, that you are physical, Father, that there's not a single amount of doubt in this place today. Because we know that you are here. We know that you work. We know, Father, that you just love us so much, Father. We worship you, Father. We thank you for all the chains that have been broken here today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do in this youth, for what you're going to do in this city, in this nation, Father. And I thank you that inside everybody's heart, you reside, Father. You reside, Lord. This is your place. We worship you. We seek you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you so much. And we thank you that your Spirit is inside all of us, Father. It is the unity that ties us to you, Father. It is the gift that you have given to us, O Lord. We worship you in this place. We seek you first, O Lord. Shara bela ramana koto robarabake. We thank you for your Spirit, Father. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you that you just have given it to us, Lord. We thank you, O Lord. Shiro mono koto roba la 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 barra baba basse. O romana sata rebe rebe konto roba baba baba shita la la lebe rebe ke. So romana shita roba rabarra ki roba mama say, Lord. Our life.